Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There is a fantastic chat happening on Reddit right now where a user asked, what's the wildest thing that's ever happened at a work holiday party? How timely.
It's the season. Ours is next week.
So a bunch of people have chimed in and told stories of the wildest thing that's ever happened at a work holiday party. So we've got to go straight to the comments.
And I figured who better to read these than a man who's having a weekend. A big weekend.
Is it Santa Claus?
Hell no. Someone more important than Santa Claus.
John Cena?
Yes, both of them you can't see.
That's true.
Right. One goes through the chimney. Other one gives you a suplex. I don't know. To celebrate John Cena's last match, we have robot John Cena reading some of these comments about holiday parties. And I also am curious to see if you guys have any stories about holiday parties gone wrong. Are you ready for the first comment?
Yes.
My three bosses pulled out a bag of Coke outside and asked who wanted to do lines. I politely declined, but others went for it.
Yes, that was Vince McMahon, The Rock, and Hulk Hogan. You know what? Actually, that doesn't seem too far from the truth.
Totally believable.
The 80s, if you watch any of the wrestling promos, like Ultimate Warrior, Hulk Hogan, the Road Warriors, they all look like they're hopped up on cocaine. They're like sweating and yelling.
Oh, God.
Have you ever had something like that happen?
Where my boss pulled out cocaine?
Yes.
Not that I recall.
It wasn't a holiday party, but I was on a boat with a coworker. It was a salesperson when I worked at the end. And we're in Lake Washington. And it was like out of a movie. Like, we're just sitting in the boat. He pops out of the water and goes, all right, who's ready for some cocaine?
Wow.
And my coworker and I both are like, neither one of us. He's like, all right, I'll get to do it by myself. And he's driving the boat. So I was like, I don't know what to do. I can't drive a boat.
Just start swimming, Steve. Swim home.
Just go.
One sales guy, who was 65 at the time, got really drunk and danced for everyone. It was a pretty good party.
Oh, that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Especially if he takes his shirt off.
Start throwing ones in the air.
The owner got super drunk and ate some mushrooms, made inappropriate comments about my 19-year-old coworker. His ex-wife now owns and runs the seat.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Get him.
Have you ever made a fool of yourself at a holiday party?
No, I wouldn't say I've made a fool of myself. I have had an interesting holiday party.
Yeah?
Yeah, we ended up, when I was working for my old radio station in Everett many, many moons ago, we ended up at the Irishman in Everett. And one of the guys was like, hey, do you guys want to call John Popper from Blues Traveler?
Yes.
And we were like, you don't know John Popper from Blues Traveler. And somehow he did. And we called him and he answered.
Was he happy?
He was not happy. He was on the East Coast. It was way past his bedtime. And he was unhappy.
So I take it he didn't play the harmonica
for
you guys?
We're not friends, no. We're not friends.
Mild-mannered and typically shy female coworker gets drunk, proceeds to aggressively hit on every other female. She didn't come back to work the next day. Company no longer allows open bar at events. Thanks, Random Chick, for ruining it for us.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
It only takes one time.
It wasn't a holiday party, but there have been times, remember back in the old Pain in the Grass days, and we'd have like the big, you know, the party happening, and there'd be like drink tickets, and there was always one employee, like a salesperson or someone from behind the scenes, that would get like awkwardly drunk. And then all of a sudden, they wouldn't be working at the station anymore because it's like something happened.
Oh, no.
Those are some good times.
About an hour into the party, the host was making some drinks in the kitchen and noticed in the baby monitor that the owner and his secretary opened the door of the child's room. It was very dimly lit, but well enough to see what they were doing. The crowd watched with a mix of horror and amusement while they hugged and kissed, but immediately dispatched someone to warn them as the secretary began to prepare him for a job.
Whoa. While the kid was in the bedroom?
Ew!
What the hell?
All of these are making our workplace seem very tame, which is funny.
Well, I think it's because we're all just off the rails just in general, that the holiday party is just no different than any other gathering with this radio station.
You make a great point.
Our human resources director got drunk and cornered me by the bathroom and showed me her boobs. It was cool.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, you can't get... Does the HR director get called to HR by themselves?
Yes. Drunk version of her has to talk to a sober version of her. I'm like, show me her boobs. It was cool.
Yeah. It was cool.
Yeah, it was. All right, we got one more. Are you ready?
Yes.
Boss did a bunch of booger sugar, proceeded to take his shirt off and yell, "I know you are all out to f*** me over. Just know that I know." He stepped down the next week.
Yeah. You know, he let the anxiety get the better of him.
It happens to the best of them.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
I guess it's a holiday party, unwrapped an acoustic holiday, which is happening tonight. It's finally here, you guys. And we're going to be at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. There are a handful of tickets left, so if you don't have yours yet, go grab them at KISW.com and get ready for an epic night of acoustic jams from Brent and Zach of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, and more. Also, pre-funk party with the men's room.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we will be. Tony V's. All that info is up at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.